Hello, my name is Brian Bischelski, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today we are joined by Rick Coldry, Senior Vice President and Chief Pharmacy and Clinical Officer at Omnicell. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today, Rick.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So today we're going to be discussing the shift to cloud-first medication management in the pharmacy industry, exploring how the modernization of managing patients' medications is crucial for the future of both patient safety and healthcare connectivity. So, Rick, to start us off today, can you just explain what the shift to cloud-first medication management entails?
Yeah, no, Brian, I'd be happy to talk about that. I take it from the perspective of, think about a nurse or a pharmacy technician or a pharmacist in a health system. And when you take it from that perspective, what you'll come to understand is, in the pharmacy, sometimes the pharmacist is touching 2, 3, 4 systems in order to manage medications and dispense them, get them out to wherever they need to be. And from a nurse perspective, that nurse might change nursing units, or even in some cases, especially as health systems get bigger and merge more, that nurse might move from hospital. And then he or she might experience 2, 3, 4 logins to the same sort of device to access or dispense or manage medications in their area. The shift from the site-based to cloud-based or cloud-native software really helps solve that problem for frontline clinical providers who are dealing with patients' medications on a day-in, day-out basis. And it helps support health systems who do not have line of sight or visibility or understanding of their medications or where they are throughout their entire health system. It's a broken system that's fragmented across multiple systems and sites. And so pulling that information and data together not only improves the ability of the health system to manage an incredibly expensive, important asset for patient care, but also creates a much more modern experience for our providers. I think everybody's probably had that experience of, I have to log in again. Are you kidding me? And cloud native helps solve that problem from the front line all the way to the top of the health system.
Awesome. Yeah, perfectly put. I think it's great that you mentioned the word modern. I think that's very much so going to be the theme of our discussion today.
Yeah,
it's very much in line with just the sheer expansion of technology within healthcare. And these are things that are going to be necessary. I've had conversations with some experts about, I learned that in some health systems or some clinics, it's like patient data is in one room and then it's different in another room. So obviously, like, and that connectivity, yeah, that interoperability is crucial, especially at this moment in time. Cool. Want to talk about some of the other like technologies and kind of discuss that with medication management and the cloud-based form. So if electronic health records, revenue cycles, and other healthcare operations have modernized, obviously there's a lot of things going on within their own kind of spaces there. But why is medication management kind of falling behind in comparison with these other things?
Yeah, that's a very insightful and a great question. And if you think about the electronic health record, for example, the electronic health record is primarily a documentation tool, and it's aimed at documenting information about a patient or what we've done to what kind of care we provided for a patient. So there's orders and things like that. In regards to medications, the electronic health record stops at what medication is Brian going to get and did he receive it or not. That's it. How that medication got into the health system, where it was stored, how long it was stored there, where it was distributed to, who moved it from place to place, how many do we have in every location? I could go on and on. So the physical following of all those medications in the health system ecosystem is much more complicated than what the electronic health record is built to capture. So we have to be able to, is the best way to say, is visualize the location of where all those medications are, what the inventory is, and who's accessing them. And in some cases, we also need to know storage conditions. Are they refrigerated? Are they non-refrigerated, et cetera? And this complication, I will layer onto that because I think this is really important for our conversation today. We're talking about in the walls of the health system so far, medications in the walls of the health system. So in the nursing unit, in the OR, in the pharmacy, But health systems are far beyond that. There's medications in clinics. There's medications in different procedure rooms within different locations of the health system. There's medications in radiology areas. And then health systems have also started to provide more and more care in ambulatory and home environments. So health systems are also moving medications to patients' homes for home infusion services or other home services and prescription and specialty pharmacy services. And those data are all not accessible or not adequately accessible now for health systems to be able to understand what they have and provide the safest, most efficient care to our patients.
Awesome. Yeah, perfectly put. It very much so seems like a lot more complex kind of with all the data and stuff, but also like we've kind of talked about necessary because I feel like it's a perfect example of like, we talk a lot about pharmacists being the medication experts, but the cloud-based seems like it's like the visualization or kind of collection of all the pharmacist expertise and their ability to steer that patient through those regimens with the help of the technology.
And I would add on to that, this is an interesting thing that I think that is very important for many health systems, if not most. I don't have the exact data. The second highest expense are medications. So in-house it's labor, and now medications is taking second place. And where it's not the second highest medication or expense for health systems, it is the fastest growing expense in health systems without question. And so we have systems to very thoroughly and officially manage our labor and labor expense. There are systems to manage supplies, but we don't have the same kind of systems to manage medications. And so I think that presents a significant gap and opportunity.
Yeah, not only the business's bottom line, the patient, so many different things to progress. I want to talk about a little bit about what's been done previously, and then we'll definitely look ahead and tackle some of these things. But what are some of the biggest downfalls of just traditional medication management, and what type of improvements does cloud-first management provide?
Sure. I think a good way to talk about that is just by example. So just a very common example that's happening in the U.S. right now. Say a large health system either acquires or divests a hospital or a set of hospitals. In the acquisition mode, now they have a hospital that has a data system that's run by a server that is probably on site. So it's broken, it's disconnected. They have no visibility to it, and there's no real way to get it connected because it's on the physical location. So that creates all the issues and problems that we've been talking about already for today. Cloud native means that the software driving all of those equipment is available anywhere. It's more like probably the easiest way for me to, at least in my mind, the easiest analogy for me is your phone. Everybody's got a phone. You get a notification from your provider, or Apple or whoever. You sign for an update and you just update your device and then it happens overnight. Or happens in the moment. And so that kind of connectivity with systems that manage medication management is what's going to drive us forward and create a huge advantage that we don't have now compared to the broken systems of on-site servers and separate data storage.
Awesome. Yeah. And obviously, like you touched on previously, it's like just the health system expansion and the complexity that adds to all the data that's all over the place, right?
Yeah, I think the thing that I would think is really salient, and we started this with the beginning of our conversation, which is the functionality and software that exists now for medication management health system is behind really what health systems are doing and how things are functioning. And we need to drive that forward and catch up. And cloud native is the platform that's going to help us get there.
So cool. Yeah, obviously things to look forward to and keep an eye out for as technology, it's never going to stop. Awesome. We touched on the health systems, the pharmacies, even the clinics, a lot of the stakeholders involved. So I wanted to touch on that and then look ahead for the last question. But what stakeholders throughout healthcare have perpetuated these constant silos and fragmentation in these patient data for medication management that exists today? What stakeholders do you think are responsible, if you will?
So there's a lot of things, Brian, that not just this market or this ecosystem, but they grow out of the best intent and the best effort. And it ends up being a little bit like if you put landscaping around your house and it's really nice and it's really beautiful, and then 10 years down the road, you haven't trimmed it or changed it or anything. It's just grown into a functional but complicated and challenging thing to manage. And so that is how I would paint the picture for medication and medication management. And the overall value that medications bring to patient care. And as we've already discussed, the fastest growing costs, or one of the fastest growing costs in healthcare, if not number one, have driven innovation to help solve some of the problems we have in med management, right? We can't see where things are. We don't know how many, but we're trying to solve that. And so we have point solutions from different vendors who have solved a slice or their thing that they really got into to make better. I don't know that there's no negative to that. That's just how the system has evolved. But it absolutely is a problem that needs to be solved in a place where the cloud native platform that we're talking about is the backbone for solving that problem. Because even if we could take some of those point solutions and move them onto a single platform that was interconnected, then all of a sudden, boom, we're having better visibility to the data, better visibility to where medications are, better ability to manage inventory, easier for frontline users to have fewer logins, consistent, reliable experience. And that kind of ease of functionality also drives patient safety. Because at the end of the day, getting a patient the right med at the right time is what we're trying to accomplish in a very, very complicated system. Having this single structure to support the data and function is really the platform where we're going to, so to speak, trim the hedges, to bring it back to analogy.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's perfect. I really like the analogy. It made me understand in a snap kind of like what's been happening and what really the path ahead is. Awesome. Yeah, no, this is a great conversation. I feel like we're taking like an abstract idea, not abstract, but like definitely not something that's universally understood, and really making it understandable within this medication space that's growing and so important to tackle these challenges. Awesome. Yeah. So yeah, I really appreciate it. I'm going to ask one more question, full loaded question, tackle it with however you seem fit. But just talking about connectivity and whether it's patient data, medications, whatever it is, what is the overall importance of connectivity in healthcare? What does it essentially look like in practice, and how do we get there?
Yeah, so this is a pretty straightforward question. There's been a lot of effort over the years. I'm sure you've had other hosts on your, or guests on your show have talked about the exchangeability of information and standards and connectivity so you can make sense of what is happening in healthcare. And healthcare is, you know, my experience, I've been in this for 30 years. I spent 30 years on the provider side at a health system running complicated clinical operations. And particularly in the U.S., it is one of the, if not the most complicated and at the same time, the most necessary service or industry that exists. In order for us to make it function in a way that makes sense to, I think, everyone, but in particular in the current and future generations, we have to have a connectivity level where it's just logical. Going back to the example that I had of your phone updates its software all the time, you just don't understand anymore why things aren't connected and why doesn't it just automatically work. And in healthcare, we find ourselves behind in that sort of transition. It creates this opportunity, and just bringing it back to medication management, in most other industries where you had a supply or a product that was crucial to what you're doing, and it was incredibly expensive and potentially could have negative outcomes if it wasn't handled right, what would you do in that situation if you weren't in healthcare? You'd have that locked down. You'd have all kinds of systems that have it connected and communicated and make it work. And anybody who's touching it would be easy for them. And just you'd have data and reportability and analytics, et cetera. And so there's an imperative for us to move this direction, not only for everybody involved, from patients, providers, everyone in the ecosystem of healthcare. We need to solve them for our medications are too important of a resource for us not to sort it out.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly put. Just from me understanding it, it just seems like we are definitely behind in a lot of various aspects within healthcare. It's just the need is to get ahead and have technology, things like that, kind of get us there.
Yeah. And just to add on to that a little bit, and I think part of the great news is that the process of change and evolution with technology and AI with healthcare is not immune to the pace of change. So that is going to generate some exciting opportunities for us to make leaps forward and solve some of these problems in timelines that are much shorter than we would have in the past. And I think we're on that road. There's no question that we're on the road from the seat I sit in.
Yeah, very, very much agree. Innovation is, people love it, and it's only getting quicker. And it's definitely something that we'll keep an eye out for. And hopefully the improvements are only increasing going forward. And everything is to say is hoping that this trickles down to the patient and outcomes are improved at the end of the day. So obviously that's what we're trying to tackle. I really appreciate you joining us today. I think this is a great conversation. Definitely would love to keep in touch on as these things roll out and we see change within healthcare. So yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time, Rick.
Hey, Brian, thank you for having me on the show, and I'd be happy to come back if the opportunity presents itself.
Awesome. Perfect. Thanks so much, and have a good day.
All right. Take care. Oh,